Among the many feasts that are celebrated on this day, the principal for us is that of the martyrdom of St. John the Evangelist. Now, in the Gospel, we see that their mother, who is really Mary of Cleophas, but also called by other names, as was usual in the Scriptures, comes to Jesus and asks that her sons, James and John, be sitting next to him in the kingdom when he comes to his kingdom. And of course, our Lord says, "You don't know what you're asking for. Can you drink of the chalice that I am about to drink?" And they very readily say yes. So many of us ask things of God, and when we are told, "Can you do this?" without even thinking twice, we commit to something that not only are we incapable of doing, but we have no desire to do or intention to do. And of course, that is a very bad thing in the spiritual life of a person, and it detracts from their eternal glory if they ever are to reach it. But our Lord says to them, "Okay, well, you want to drink of the chalice? You shall drink of the chalice." And the chalice, of course, is the Passion. St. James was to be the first of the apostles to be put to death when he came back to Jerusalem from Spain, after having also been the first person to receive an apparition from the Blessed Virgin Mary at Zaragoza, Our Lady of the Pillar. And then St. John, who was presumed, according to some, and there is a little argument in the Gospels there, and our Lord says, "I never said he would not die." People take things out of context, and they make whatever they want out of it. There's nothing new under the sun. And so, but everyone thought, well, maybe they were right. Maybe he's not going to die. Well, sometime near the year 100, when St. John was already about 90 years old, remember, to begin with, he was just a teenager, like St. John Mark, but he was still there, and he had done so much. He had taken care of the Blessed Mother. She had assumed into heaven, and so everything else had fallen into place. But St. John was a very old man, but he had not finished his trek. He had not yet finished writing the book of the Apocalypse, the last book of the Sacred Scriptures. And our Lord has everything set in place, even if we can't fathom it. We are usually like deer in the headlights about everything, and much less about the spiritual life. And so, St. John, about 90 years old, is condemned by the Emperor Domitian to be burned in a very, very specific way, a most horrible, painful way. He was supposed to be dipped in a cauldron of boiling oil. Now, if ever you fry anything and the oil splatters on your hand or something, it's very painful. Imagine your whole body being dipped into the oil. But what was interesting is, and God will not be made a fool of, many people think they can, but they don't know what they're talking about. When he went in, he was a wrinkled old man. When they pulled him out, he was young again. So, you know, we haven't discovered what kind of oil that was, or else we would make a killing. Not only a bell tower, we would have 10 basilicas, because that's the best kind of surgery, plastic surgery there is. Be dipped in oil. But not that oil. That's gone. That's once and for all. Only for St. John to prove to the Romans, to the pagans, and to the Jews that still refuse to believe that God is God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In addition today, and of course there's others, like I said, but one that is very special is the feast of the young saint, the disciple of St. John Bosco, St. Dominic Savio. St. Dominic Savio, who lived the most beautiful and innocent life, who spent much time praying before God in the Blessed Sacrament, and in the church, and who asked our Lord, "Let me die before I commit a mortal sin. Never let me commit a mortal sin." And so, as a very young boy, I think he was about 14 or 15 years old, he was called to God, by God, to himself, and he never committed a mortal sin. He was one of the favorite of all the thousands of boys that St. John Bosco helped in Turin at the Basilica of Our Lady of Perpetual Help of Christians. And there he lived and there he died. And he was a great loss. But his body is buried in that same Basilica of Our Lady Help of Christians. It is to the left, I remember, as one enters the Basilica, where there are many saints of the Salesian congregation, now almost defunct, that are buried there, along with the incorrupt body of St. John Bosco. So today, among the others, we pray to St. Dominic Savio, the young boy, the innocent saint of purity and chastity, and then we pray to that wondrous and virginal disciple, the beloved disciple, St. John the Evangelist, sometimes called St. John the Divine, because he lived more in the next world than in this world. May they intercede for us, intercede for this shrine and for the whole church in these days of difficulty. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.